to know.
Hello, I'm Jesse from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. So let's go ahead and continue. And also, in which county in California do you currently live in, please? Alameda, Alpine. Once again?
Tulare.
Okay, thank you so much. Just one moment, please. Tulare. Thank you so much. Moving forward, ma'am, and could you please tell me your zip code?
93257.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born? Just a year.
1960.
Thank you so much. Give me the floor for a seat. And also, I would like to ask you to ensure that we have a representative sample. Are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background, or no?
No.
Okay. Well, and for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white?
Why does that matter? African.
Just to have a representative sample of California voters.
I'm white. Not that I think it should matter. It shouldn't matter what color you are.
But your opinion is still very important, just for a statistical purpose. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last grade you completed in school? Some grades 1 to 8, some high
11.
School grades 9 to 11. Okay, thank you. And moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
No. I'll save you some time. I would vote all the way Republican.
Okay, Republican candidate. Thank you so much. And also now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally.
No, I already told you, it's all Republican. I'm not going to stay on the phone for an hour with you over this.
Well, no, it doesn't last that long. It's just a few more minutes. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. Rudy Salas, favorable or unfavorable?
I already told you, what about him? I only vote for Republican. He's not a Republican, is he?
Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, so you have an unfavorable opinion, you would say, right, of that person?
Yeah.
How about David Valadao, please? Just for the survey purposes, favorable? Okay, favorable opinion, thank you. Kamala Harris?
Who?
Favorable. Kamala Harris.
No, unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Donald Trump?
He's all right.
Favorable, right? Thank you. And Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
No.
Unfavorable, right? As you said, Republican. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Abortion, you can accept up to two responses. Abortion, Social Security and Medicare, border security, health
care. I'm sorry, I don't have time for this.
We're at 40%, almost done. Just, yeah, you can select the ones that